Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imc.org for Wednesday, February 3rd, 2016. Three Palestinians killed by Israeli gunfire in Jerusalem, and in Gaza, two fighters died in a tunnel accident. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Three Palestinians were shot dead on Wednesday after they killed an Israeli police officer and wounded another during an armed attack near Damascus Gate in occupied East Jerusalem's Old City, Israeli police said. An Israeli police spokesperson said that three attackers were shot dead at the scene by Israeli border police after carrying out an attack with knives and automatic weapon. The Palestinians have been identified as Ahmed Abu Arab, 21, Muhammad Abu Kmail, 20, both from Kabatia town, and Ahmed Ismail, 22, from Jenin City. Witnesses said that Israeli forces fired stun grenades and pepper spray near Damascus Gate to prevent Palestinians from approaching the area. Witnesses added that forces stopped groups of people and inspecting them in a humiliating way. Staying in Jerusalem, Israeli bulldozers on Wednesday morning demolished a garage in the village of Al-Isawiyya. Israeli forces raided the village on Monday of this week and delivered seven demolishing notices for housing structures that have been built between 4 and 10 years ago. Elsewhere, the Israeli army carried out on Wednesday various invasions and searches of homes in different parts of the occupied West Bank and kidnapped at least 20 Palestinians. In the Gaza Strip, two Hamas fighters were killed in a tunnel collapse in the southern Gaza Strip just 1 week after seven other fighters were killed in a tunnel collapse in northern Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli forces on Wednesday morning reportedly crossed the Gazan borders east of Khan Yunis, advancing 100 meters into the blockaded coastal enclave where a bulldozer leveled farmlands. Later on Wednesday, the Israeli Navy kidnapped four Palestinian fishermen off the coast of Gaza and seized their boat. Local sources said that Israeli soldiers opened fire towards two Palestinian fishing boats and then detained four fishermen who were on board. And that's all for today from the IMENC News. This was the Wednesday, February 3rd, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imenc.org. This report has been brought to you by Jorge Shmari and me, Ghassan Bandura.